Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, a quick announcement. This Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, Dr. Walter Jacobson, who is the medical director for our Emotional Wellness 101 program, will be on our conference call. And we're going to take the unusual step of making this call available to anybody who would like to participate in it, because so many of you have indicated an interest in this program and want to know more about it. Dr. Jacobson is a practicing psychiatrist in California. The objective of the Emotional Wellness 101 program is to help people get off of antidepressant and anti-anxiety medications, those who want to, or to avoid them in the first place. And so that is a pretty large group of people, as we all know, and if you're interested in this, you may choose to participate. The office number, if you want to be on this call, is 614-841-7700. So let's get on to today's message. And I have to say that I'm always really glad that I made the decision not to eat animal foods. And of course, I think most of you know that we don't teach a vegan diet at the Wellness Forum, although sometimes it's medically warranted. But I choose not to consume them. And there are some days I'm really, really, really glad I don't eat them. The more I read about how they're produced and what they contain, the better I feel about my decision. The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine just completed a study in which chicken products sold by 15 grocery store chains were tested for fecal contamination. A certified independent lab tested the samples and concluded that an average of 48% of chicken samples show fecal contamination. Some chains were worse than others. 100% of the samples at Kroger in Dallas, for example, and 83% of the samples from Winn-Dixie in Miami were contaminated. So in some places, you're virtually guaranteed to have fecal contamination in your chicken. The PCRM report explains that the fecal contamination results from the fact that in confinement facilities, chickens are often forced to stand in their own feces, and feces are present in their intestines at the time that they're slaughtered. At the processing plants, the birds are slaughtered, bled, and their feathers are removed. Intestinal contents often get into the machinery and contaminate the chicken parts that are sold for food. While inspectors are supposed to look for visible fecal matter, it's almost impossible to do so since the plants process up to 140 birds per minute. As a result, during the next step, when the carcasses are dumped into an ice water bath, the feces are spread from carcass to carcass. And the feces include undigested food, live bacteria, and parasites. I really hope nobody was eating breakfast while listening to this message. The USDA does require that plants that process chicken test for E. coli, but current requirements mean that only 1 out of 22,000 slaughtered chickens is tested. The PCRM study involved stores in 10 states, and the grocery stores included Albertsons, HEB, Kroger, Piggly Wiggly, Safeway, Winn-Dixie, and several other chains. Over a dozen brands were included. Even chickens raised in better environments were not exempt. 46% of antibiotic-free samples tested positive, and skinless chicken is just as likely to be contaminated as products with skin. Now, the USDA recommends that consumers cook chicken very well in order to avoid contamination with E. coli, but cooking just cooks the feces as well as the meat. Consumers are therefore eating the cooked feces along with their chicken. Now, I have sent out a couple of other messages on contamination, starting with the pink slime in the beef and the arsenic and Prozac in the chicken. And my gosh, if this doesn't dissuade people from eating some of this stuff, I just don't know what we could possibly do to make it more gross than it really is. So anyway, it'll probably be a while before you feel like eating after listening to this. Have a great day.